This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We, on average, look at our cell phones 33 times a day, according to a new book by Dr. David Greenfield. And we can't kick our phone addiction. This book apparently is supposed to tell us how to stop, but are you kidding me? 33 times a day. I'm going to tell you right now, I look at it more. I look at my cell phone all the time. And I hate the idea that I could be addicted to something. I've gone my whole life not being addicted. You know, yeah, I did like, you know, Bruce Willis and, you know, yes, any Michael Fassbender movie I try to see. I wouldn't call that an addiction. An addiction happens, and you know you're addicted to something, when you always crave it, and it's not there. And if it's not there, you start to go through withdrawal. When it is there, you go through huge euphoria. Then when it's gone, you miss it. And you miss it badly. And you can't go about your day because you miss it. Whether it's alcohol, whether it's drugs, whether it's a love interest, whether it's your phone. So if I leave my phone at home, I think one time I did my show without having my phone. And I think I was complaining about the whole show. And if that's the case, that's a problem. Now, is anybody addicted to the Dr. Dahlia Show? I haven't heard of anybody. If there is somebody addicted to my show, I'd love to hear it. You know? But here's the thing. You can get it 24-7 on GCM Live, on iHeartRadio. You can get the show no matter what. Kate on TalkStream Live. So, you know, there's ways to get the show. So I don't think anybody goes through withdrawal. I sincerely doubt it. You know, people ask me about my husband, you know, does he, you know, listen to my show? Does he find me funny? Does he? No, he's sick of me. We've been married 21 years. He doesn't, that's why I can talk about him on air all the time. I talk about my husband all the time because he never listens to the show. He's sick of me. I mean, okay, yeah, maybe he does. You know, he'll be like, oh, I'm listening to you. I'm like, yeah, right. What am I talking about? My mother, I'm like, oh, gosh, no, really? You heard that? You heard that episode? That's a rerun from, like, years ago. I did a whole episode on mother-in-law jokes. I got to do that again because that really was funny. But since my mother-in-law's passed, may she rest in peace, I haven't been making any mother-in-law jokes. Which, and the ratings dropped accordingly. You guys really like the mother-in-law jokes. Yeah, I have a father-in-law, but it's not as funny for a girl to make fun of her father-in-law as much as a girl making fun of her mother-in-law. You know, same thing with guys. Guys and their father-in-law, it's a lot easier than no, you know what? Making fun of a mother-in-law just always works. You know, most people get along with their father-in-laws, to be honest. You know, even if you're a guy, when it comes to another dude, you guys want your space. You know, this is why I always think I should have been a guy. I like having my space. I may want to be all up in your business, yeah, that you know, but for the most part, if we don't have to hang out for the holidays, if we don't have to sit next to each other, if we don't have to do stuff together, I'm good. I'll still love you. But the big issue I've had with women is, why don't you call me? Why don't you come over? Why aren't we doing this together? Why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing this? You know? And I worry that maybe I don't see myself in the true light, and I do that to my kids. But no, if my kids don't want to hang out with me, I'm like, good. I went into one of my son's rooms yesterday to get some dirty laundry, and it stunk. I'm like, It stinks in here.
Huh? I don't notice that. What?
It smells worse than a gym. It smells of a mixture of every carbon product your body makes and emits.
So then leave.
So I left. fine by me. I'm not going to sit here and be, you know, a mom that begs my kids to hang out with me, because if they stink, I don't want to sit next to them at the movie theater. Do I need to know that they love me? Yeah. And I'll ask them, do you love your mama? I'm like, yeah. That's, you know, they don't go, oh, I love you, mom. No, they don't go, I guess. I don't have another mom. I think it's a law or something. I'm good with that. As long as I know they love their mama, I'm good. You know? But no, I don't have to eat dinner with them. You think I want to watch my kids eat? First, they chew really loud. Second, one of them doesn't eat any vegetables. So I watch them eat all carbs for dinner. And I rip them a new one. And I say, oh my God, Olive Garden. We cannot go back to an Olive Garden. Because I flip my lid when all he does is reach for breadsticks and he doesn't eat the salad. I'm like, the salad is unlimited.
So are the breadsticks, Mom.
Yeah, but don't eat the breadsticks. Then I tell the waitress not to bring the breadsticks. And oh my gosh, we're talking Armageddon. Like, are you kidding me? So, if I don't want to sit next to a movie next to them, I don't want to eat with them, they don't have to worry about me being overly, you know, obsessive. So anyway, back to the addiction thing. I want you guys to just, for poops and giggles, tally how many times you pick up your phone. I'm sure there's an app for that. I check my texts. I use that to call my husband, call the kids. I use it to check my calendar. I use it to check the weather. Every time I'm going potty, I play Candy Crush. Check my email. If I Google stuff, I Google it on the phone. I do 33 times in an hour. And if I don't have my phone, I don't feel good. And, you know, we were talking about how kids, one-third of kids are addicted to their cell phone. We are introducing kids to addiction a little too early. Okay? We don't want to inspire or tease any addiction center in the brain. And we do that with these smartphones and with video games. Now, for the most part, we turned out all right. For those of us who grew up in the 80s, yeah, I really like Pac-Man. And yeah, maybe we got addicted to some video games, but when we ran out of money, we stopped. That prevented us from being overly addicted. When I ran out of quarters, I couldn't play Pac-Man anymore. Not these days. These kids play games at home and they can play and play and play. Game over doesn't mean anything to them. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com. A team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Gotta tell you guys some news. I hate talking about these stories, but we gotta make you guys aware. A 6-year-old girl has been killed by the flu. Just hours after the paramedics allegedly left her home, saying she's going to be fine. Emily Grace Muth fell ill last Tuesday, and her mother, Rhonda, took her to the urgent care. Doctors diagnosed her with the flu and prescribed Tamiflu. By Friday, Emily's breathing became labored, and Rhonda called the ambulance to their Cary, North Carolina home, where she was told to keep her daughter hydrated and that she would get better within a week. But hours later, she stopped breathing, and she died, now making her one of the more 30 children that has been killed by the deadly flu, said to be one of the worst on record this season. Emily did not get the flu shot this season. Now her parents, Rhonda and Nathan Muth, are planning to get their 2 sons, who are 8 and 10, vaccinated. I know it's coming up at the end of January. It's a shame. They're saying that the vaccine is clocking in now at about 34% effectivity. So it's still effective. Maybe it's not, you know, the ideal 60-some percent that we hope to see in any flu season, even higher, but it still provides effectiveness. And the CDC is urging everyone that it's not too late to get vaccinated, as it will offer more protection from the new strains, the H1N1, B viruses, emerge in the next few weeks. Of course, the family is devastated, just devastated. She said one day she's fine. I mean, she had a fever and she was a little achy, little runny nose, little cough, and then she's gone. So Rhonda called the ambulance by midday Friday when her breathing became labored. She said the paramedics told her that labored breathing was a common symptom of the flu, to keep her hydrated and that she would be fine by the following week. Labored breathing to me is a huge red flag of respiratory distress, either from pneumonia or from the flu itself. Again, but I wasn't there. You know, she could have looked good. She could have been giggling at the time, going, oh, I'm good. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. But labored breathing on paper, it's always easy to be Monday morning quarterback as a doctor and going, oh, I would have done something there. But labored breathing, like I taught you guys last week, is a red flag for the flu turn into something worse. Paramedics asked the mom if she wanted them to take her daughter to the hospital, but she said, I trust what they know, and they said she was fine. The breathing got worse. The breathing got a little heavier. All of a sudden, she raised up and went back down, and then she noticed she wasn't breathing. She called the paramedics, administered CPR. How tragic. Now, we are still waiting to hear the exact cause of death, if it was pneumonia, but the family is speaking out to warn other parents to take their child to the doctors immediately at the onset of symptoms because the flu is no joke. There's a GoFundMe page. Let me see if I can pull that up for you guys. I'll pull that up at the end. She said, our hearts are aching and feels like we lost a part of us. There's nothing worse than losing a child. She was our everything. She will be in our hearts forever. Now, North Carolina is among the 49 states, excluding Hawaii, where the flu is widespread. The flu has not been widespread in Hawaii thus far. And the CDC announced, which is amazing because it's been peak travel season. And so luckily it hasn't, you know, spread throughout Hawaii like it has anywhere else. The CDC announced on Friday that 30 children have thus far died from the flu. Another 14,000 people have gotten sick. Hospitalizations have climbed to 31.5 per 100,000, the highest rate since 2010. Health officials are urging Americans to get the flu shot. And, you know, like I said, these deaths happen because we're just calling it the flu. We have right now such an anti-treatment, anti-run-to-the-doctor, anti-take-medications-or-give-medication culture right now in medicine that it's killing me, and it's killing others. Now, get this. So a woman was diagnosed with the flu and eventually went on to have life-threatening flesh-eating bacteria. This is a woman from Arizona. She's been hospitalized. Kristen Lipinski fell ill with the flu January 11th. But her condition worsened and she developed a bacterial infection. Makes you wonder if she really had the flu. I don't know if they did any swabs or not. And they said after several days of increasing pain and failing to receive proper medical care from multiple medical facilities, she was transported by ambulance to a level 1 trauma center. Now, this is on her GoFundMe page, and I'll give you guys both of them. During the time that elapsed between caused by a misdiagnosis, they said the bacterial infection developed into a highly aggressive form of necrotizing fasciitis, flesh-eating bacteria. Now, according to the CDC, and we've talked about this on the show, it's a serious bacterial skin infection that spreads quickly along the fascia, the deeper layers below the skin, starts to kill the soft tissue, can put you into sepsis, then shock, and then death. Early symptoms, again, can mimic the flu. Fever, sore throat, stomach ache, nausea, you can get some diarrhea, chills, body aches. But the skin will usually become red, swollen, shiny, hot to the touch, ulcers or blisters. Sometimes you won't even see anything. The infection could be so deep, like with that Georgia teen who was ziplining, and she kept going back to the doctor, the ER, going, look, my leg hurts, and they didn't see any red, so they didn't think she was infected. She had necrotizing fasciitis. So the infection spreads, and you get dehydration, high fever, fast heart rate, low blood pressure. The pain may actually lessen as the tissues and nerves start to destroy. So you think you're getting better, but you're not. 25% of patients die if they get necrotizing fasciitis. Why? Because they could go into kidney failure, blood poisoning, organ failure. In Lipinski's case, her family said she underwent 2 surgeries to remove the infected tissue to save her life. In total, more than 30% of her soft tissue had been removed. So she remains sedated. She's going to be hospitalized. So her GoFundMe page, for those of you interested, is GoFundMe/care-for-Kristin, C-H-R-S-T-I-N. And for, let me see if I have the other girl's GoFundMe page. I apologize because I know some of you guys do love to help. GoFundMe.com/help-remember-Emily-Grace-Move. And, you know, so what is the common denominator here? Because it's flu season, people say, all right, well, it's just a flu. I don't have to over-treat. I don't have to overdo. And listen, I get that. I'm hearing hospitals, I think there's a hospital in New York that's had to turn people away because they're overcrowded with flu. And people are really, really scared with these cases. 30 kids dying? It's a lot. Now, you know, the media, you know, has to take some responsibility. When we were told that the flu shot wasn't going to be as effective, no wonder the Muth parents were like, I'm not going to take the kids in to go get shots. That may not work. Remember, this whole concept of vaccines, even though the majority of Americans are pro-vaccine, as is as am I, it still kind of worries people that you have a healthy person and you're going to inject something into them. And so there's a lot of reluctance. And that's just a part of our animal instinct. You know, if my child feels good and looks good, why am I going to inject something into them? You know? So, unfortunately, you do have a lot of kids out there that did not get the flu shot. And this is a bad one. And what's really, really scary is bad things happen to people. Necrotizing fasciitis happens out there. Strep throat happens. Strep infections happen. These things happen. But during flu season, you're not going to be treated as easily because people are going to mistake it for the flu. You know, if this was June 16, my birthday, and somebody walked in with flu-like symptoms, we wouldn't be thinking flu. We'd be like, well, hi, what if you have a bacterial infection? You know, maybe let's do a blood count. Maybe, you see what I mean? You would go a little deeper. But when 40 people that walked into that urgent care had the flu, and here you are, number 41, with fever and body aches and not feeling well, you're going to be assumed to have the flu. I mean, this guilty by association affects all of us during a bad time of year. And what I told News 3 and News 13 and local news outlets is you need to tell your medical provider, look, I'm here. And I'm worried that if it's not the flu, I don't want to die within hours at home. So what should I be looking for, and what do I need? Now, there's going to be a call for antibiotics pretty soon. Somebody is going to say, look, many of these people could have lived if they were given an antibiotic because they had underlying pneumonia or strep infection, etc. And when the pendulum swings back and forth, we're now in an under-treatment phase of our healthcare culture. And so we see these rare deaths. And mind you, 30 kids is tragic, and it is heartbreaking. And that, you know, that can't happen. But when you look at numbers throughout the year, you know, and you look at, okay, well, 30 people died in a four-month period, it's not going to cause major legislation because that's a small number of people, even though to us that's huge. 1-877-DOC-TELLY-RUVEC.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So did you guys hear about this? Students who are bullied in Florida may get taxpayer-funded vouchers to attend private school. A Senate panel voted Monday on legislation SB 1172, which would allow students who have been bullied, robbed, or victims of other types of violence to get a voucher for private school or transfer to a different school. This is called the HOPE Scholarship Program, and the bill would authorize certain persons to elect to direct certain state sales and use tax revenue to be transferred to a nonprofit scholarship funding organization, according to the Florida Senate. The bill was sponsored by Republican Senator Bill Galvano of District 21 and encompasses 10 categories of incidents that include bullying and sexual assault. The bill would ideally help students and families who feel they are trapped in a bad situation. They say you want to stop the behavior, but you also want to empower the victim. Now, there has been opposition. Opponents criticized the grounds of the bill, saying it expanded the voucher system while failing to address the causes of bullying and other violent incidences at school. According to Mary Claire Lehman, a mother who is a part of the grassroots group called Common Ground, says, frankly, we're just not falling for this one. We don't believe that it's about bullying. We believe that it's a thinly veiled attempt to expand the source of funding for vouchers and to further privatize education. Galvano responded, saying, as it's so often in the legislative process, you address one side of the equation and everybody piles onto the other side of the equation. He told the Tampa Bay Times to put all the emphasis on one side, saying you don't want to give restitution to the victims. Instead, we want to give stiffer penalties to the offender. It doesn't work that way. You have to have both sides. So, the first thing I see with this is people claiming they were bullied so they could go to a private school. People like private schools. I'd like to know how do you prove this? And the average kid gets bullied. So even though I like the idea for people who were victims of sexual assault, violent acts in school, and severe bullying to have a safe place to go to, everybody seems to be bullied. I mean, I went to 12 schools growing up, and 8 grade and middle schools and 4 high schools. And I would tell myself as I went to each new school, because my folks moved and my dad gambled and stuff like that. And so I always had friends. Okay, I was always ended up being the class clown. But there were always kids that were really, really mean. And I remember, you know, having to switch schools. And I would get so mad that I have to switch schools because I was so close to whoever I was with. You know, you start to gain friendships pretty early. And I'm like, but you want to know what? There's always a silver lining. So maybe the good is there won't be bullies at this school. Or I won't get bullied because they won't know who I am. Maybe. Just because I'm poor and I don't wear the fancy clothes, maybe, you know, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's, you know, me making stupid jokes. Who knows? But whatever. Maybe in this new school I'll get a second chance. And no, every single school, with the exception of my senior year and maybe junior year, so maybe upper high school, I got bullied. And bad bullying. But so many of us did. Girls, boys, et cetera. Except maybe the top cheerleaders or top football players. And I'm sure even they would say they had bullying. So, everybody has to deal with it. And it stinks. So, my question is if you do move a kid to a private school, how are they not going to get bullied there? The average kid that gets bullied in one school is going to get bullied at any school. They may also get bullied at work. Bullying happens. It happens all the time. Now, one theory that's been proposed that may be a problem for our students these days, even though a lot of us moms wouldn't agree, is these kids aren't learning how to be tough. They're not in fights anymore. You know, when you grew up, there'd always be a fight. Maybe once a week, you'd have to learn to punch. You'd have to learn to hit. You'd have to learn how to defend yourself. So you grew up learning how to fight. You grew up learning how to have a mouth. Okay? You grew up expecting adversaries, expecting confrontation. You would prepare for it. You would be on the lookout. You would be like, okay, you know what? This kid looks like trouble, so I'm going to avoid him. I'm going to navigate as well as I can around these particular people or these particular situations. And kids, don't underestimate them. They're pretty smart. Now, unfortunately, the bad to that is you had a lot of kids that wouldn't eat their school lunches because they didn't have their lunches. They got taken away. You had a lot of kids lose a lot of self-esteem. Still, a lot of kids went on to do drugs or do stupid things. So it does psychologically affect you. But if there's any good to that, those of us who were bullied and overcame, we learned how to be pretty savvy, and it strengthened us. Now, in this day and age, my kids got into maybe a couple little scuffles, but nothing like I, and I'm a girl. I got into worse fights than my boys did, and I have boys, you know? In this day and age, these kids, and rightfully so, I think any parent and, you know, doctor would say amen to this, but No hitting is allowed in school. No pinching, no fights. You know, no fights in the locker room. No fights allowed after school. No bullying. You tell the teacher as opposed to punching them back in the face if that's where they hit you. And so, you know, as a parent, I'm like, good. My kids aren't getting punched. My kids aren't punching. That's good. But, you know, you just kind of stop and go, wait a second. You know, for every yin, there's a yang. That are my kids developing to the point where they know how to protect themselves? Well, it turns out that my kids still are developing well, knock on wood. When they do, when they are given crap or they are being bullied, they seem to handle it. They know how to get people to back off without hitting. My kids haven't had to hit. So on one end, kids are evolving to figure out how to verbally defend themselves. Now, how would my kids do in a fist fight? Well, you've seen Stone. Stone's huge. I mean, he's built like a brick poop house. He's, you know, God willing, I think he can defend himself. And the other one is growing, you know, like a weed. So we'll see what happens there. But have they, you know, do they wrestle with dad? Do we teach, you know, we taught them, we put them in Taekwondo and things like that. But they've never had to do any street fighting. They've never had to, you know, use their instincts and their skills. And, you know, you just kind of worry about that. Now, I want to teach my kids to be survivors. And this generation is a lot more kitten gloved. And it's a concern. So, you know, giving public giving vouchers to put people into private schools. If anybody was assaulted, hands down, I agree with that. If anybody was violently assaulted, sexually assaulted, traumatized, absolutely. Every child has a right to learn in a safe place. Every child has to feel safe. Hands down. We need to make sure our children feel safe. But we also need to have these, you know, we have to have these school systems staffed well. You know, whenever there was a teacher nearby, you got pooped on less. Did some teachers watch it happen? Absolutely. Sometimes they didn't care. They were off in La La Land. They're having a bad day. You know, they don't care. But these kids need to feel safe. So what would help them feel safe? Well, one is have a bathroom that they could go to. That's a biggie. Okay, because bad things happen in the bathroom. So if you're afraid to go to the bathroom, there needs to be a bathroom. Maybe it's where the staff get to go, where you could go and there's a bathroom that's a safe bathroom. Go there. They should at least offer that. Same thing with lunchtime. Lunchtime could be deadly with these kids. So there should be a separate area where people could go if they want to, where there seems to be more staff. Now, if I was a kid, I'd be like, no. I like blowing up my paper bag and popping it, so I want to go where there's no teachers. But if I felt like I need to be bullied, there's a place where I could go to eat. If I'm going to get bullied at the bus stop, so offer other alternatives within the public school system. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This headline caught my eye. A Detroit warehouse was raided in 2013, and it contained body parts that were infected with the HIV virus, which causes AIDS, can cause AIDS, hepatitis B. And there were heads and torsos and other body parts that were sold to medical professionals. And medical professionals use these body parts for training and study. But they had no idea that the remains were infected. Arthur Rathburn bought body parts that, quote, no one else wanted, and then flipped them for money, according to ABC7. The diseased remains were cheaper, so he could make more money, according to the Associated Press. And the parts were used for medical training. On Monday, a jury convicted Mr. Rathburn of wire fraud charges of illegally transporting hazardous materials. He was found not guilty of making false statements and two other counts of wire fraud, aiding and abetting. The jurors heard testimonies about his horrific business practices, including an account from his ex-wife and business partner, Elizabeth Rathburn, who says he assured her that embalming would deactivate the viruses. I guess the couple lied about the body parts because they didn't want to lose money, she testified. Rathburn pleaded guilty to wire fraud and agreed to cooperate with prosecutors. Now, we have another, I guess, witness. This is interesting. James Durkee had just started working at the, quote, International Biological Inc. warehouse. International Biological, doesn't that sound like a big, huge company? He started working there in January 2012. He was tasked with Arthur Rathburn to help dissect the body. And what was he given? Was he given a scalpel? Was he given, you know, surgical instruments? Precise surgical instruments? No. Rathburn handed him a chainsaw. He said, it disturbed me. When the warehouse lost power for 3 days, the remains thawed and the bodily fluids leaked out. Apparently, Rathburn shipped on a Delta cargo plane an infected head wrapped in a garbage bag packed in a canopy cooler. Some other human heads were part of a shipment. Now, he wasn't, though, busted, we're being told, by Sacramento Bee for buying and selling body parts, because it is legal under U.S. law, according to Reuters. But selling them to buyers who thought the remains were clean when they weren't, that's what's considered fraud. One of Rathburn's unsuspecting buyers was Dr. Kevin Vornkamp. He's an anesthesiologist in Seattle. He took the stand and explained that doctors won't accept bodies that have been tested positive for diseases like HIV because they don't want to, as they're practicing on them, cut themselves and get HIV themselves. So if you withhold that, that's bad. Apparently the warehouse was disgusting. There was a lot of things wrong with it. He now faces up to 20 years in prison, is expected to be sentenced this spring. Now, one of you had sent me this article going, what? When does a doctor buy a body part? Well, see, here's the thing, okay? We don't want to practice on, you know, real people if we want to practice. I don't know if you guys have read the book, The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. Oh, my gosh. I'm reading the book now. It is excellent. And it talks about Henrietta Lacks, back in the 50s, had a cervical mass. And she ended up having cervical cancer. And at the time in the 1950s, they couldn't grow cells indefinitely in the lab. Cells would die. And doctors wanted to practice treatments like radium, mercury, all sorts of treatments that they could use for cancer. But they didn't want to practice on real people. You guys heard about the Tuskegee experiments, and I mean, there were so many stories and accounts of people being practiced on African Americans, etc. And so there was a big push by the 50s, and had been for decades, to get cells in a lab that you could practice on, so you don't have to use human test subjects. And even previously, you know, doctors would practice on human test subjects, many of them impoverished, you know, who would agree to anything for free care, etc., you know, to advance medicine. And Henrietta Lacks had cervical cancer. She ended up passing from it, but her cells were the only ones that seemed to grow and grow and grow such that many medical advancements could be made from her cells. And so, in a medical school or a setting, we have donors who will donate their body, their cadaver. There's not a lot. I mean, it's not a big, ample supply for all the schools, but there's, this is what people have been using. And medical schools, some medical schools, are starting to advance to more computerized ways to do anatomy, okay, so they don't have to use cadavers. But there are many procedures that a doctor needs to learn or a medical provider needs to learn And if there's not enough patients or patients consenting, then those medical providers don't get to practice. And some may take it upon themselves to purchase a part under the, you know, legal means, and you can. You can purchase body parts, okay, that were hopefully donated legally to practice on. Okay, that's not that out of the ordinary. The problem is if these were body parts that were not screened, or they claimed they were screened, that's dangerous. Very dangerous. So, it makes sense that he got busted. I can't believe that that would happen. We don't know if any people who did practice, any nurses, doctors, et cetera, that did, you know, practice their skills, dentists, et cetera, if they were infected. We'll let you know. All right, the Oscars, we have confirmation of who is the full list of nominees. The majority of people don't care. A lot of people aren't into the Oscars anymore because we don't go out to the movies like we used to. I mean, we go out for Star Wars, but a lot of us were watching movies late. I just saw Guardians of the Galaxy 2 on Netflix. Was it Netflix or was it? Yeah, it was on Netflix. So I didn't go out to the theater at the time. I was busy. A lot cheaper to just watch it on Netflix. And little baby Groot was so cute. But anyway, the Oscars are going to air March 4th. And for Best Picture, for those of you that do go out to the movies, I did see Dunkirk. That's, you know, that's nominated. Call Me by Your Name, Darkest Hour, Get Out, Lady Bird, Phantom Thread, never heard of those. The Post, I've heard of. The Shape of Water, and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Yeah, and these may be good movies, I don't know. Best Actress, Sally Hawkins, Frances McDormand, Margot Robbie, Saoirse Ronan, and Meryl Streep. I know two of the actresses. Maybe I know the other ones, I just haven't seen them. For Best Actor, Timothy Chalamet, Daniel Day-Lewis, Daniel Kaluuya, Gary Oldman, Denzel Washington. They say snubbed with Steven Spielberg's Tom Hanks and James Franco. Here's the thing, I like Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks has won a lot, so I don't, you know, he's kind of won his fair share. So is Steven Spielberg. James Franco having issues with the sexual harassment allegations. Supporting actress Mary J. Blige. I saw her in concert. Alyssa Janney, Leslie Manville, Laurie Metcalf, Octavia Spencer. Supporting actor William Dafoe, Woody Harrelson, Richard Jenkins, Christopher Plummer, and Sam Rockwell. Director Paul Thomas Anderson for Phantom Thread, Greta Gerwig for Lady Bird, Christopher Nolan for Dunkirk, Jordan Peele for Get Out, and Guillermo del Toro for The Shape of Water. Now, for the rest of these, some of you guys may not, you know, recognize these. Animated feature, Coco is a part of them. The other ones I've never heard of, The Boss Baby, Breadwinner, Ferdinand, Loving Vincent. So I'm not going to go through all of these because, like I said, I don't think the average person knows or cares. I used to really care about the Oscars, going, oh, I got to see an Oscar-nominated film. But now we have so much good entertainment. There's so many good shows, you know, real good. I don't need to wait for something to be Oscar-nominated. And you know what? I'm sick of never being nominated for an Oscar. I think I do a damn good job on the radio. Why don't I get a big award? 1-877-DOC-TELLY. Don't go away.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.